Twitter/ex-superstar Cat Turd swatted during live broadcast by Alana Mastrangelo on September 26, 2023. Cat Turd, the popular conservative account on X, formerly known as Twitter, was swatted during a Monday livestream after being doxxed by leftist outlets. About 59 minutes into the livestreamed episode 418 of In the Litter Box with Jules and Cat Turd, co-host Jules Jones revealed that Cat Turd had been swatted and would not be rejoining the episode. "Cat's house has just been swatted," Jones explained. "Someone called and pretended to be him, and said that he had stabbed someone, and had a gun, and was going to kill himself. Listen below. Cops are absolutely everywhere, they're all over Cat Turd Ranch. He is trying to defuse the situation as we speak," Jones continued. "I just got this in from him, so, no. He will not be rejoining the podcast." The podcast co-host went on to urge her listeners to keep him and the puppies in your prayers, because this is how the left operates. Cat Turd is known for posting the many rescue animals that live on his Florida property. "When you're over the target, they've done it to several other podcasters. I knew it wasn't if, it was when. Please keep him in your prayers," Jones said. "I really expect this to happen to all of us. We're all going to be targets of this game that the left continues to play," she added. "Cops are all over his property as we speak." After the swatting incident, Cat Turd took to social media to give his followers an update. "So, I was just swatted during my podcast," he explained. "The caller pretended to be me and told the cops. I've stabbed someone, had a gun, and was going to kill myself. This is the result of being doxxed over and over by leftist outlets. You can imagine how dangerous this is. I'm okay, the pets are okay, and the local cops were fantastic. Thanks for your concern. I'll continue to talk truth to power. I won't stop. Love you all," Cat Turd added. Earlier this year, Cat Turd noted that he gets doxxed 1,000 times a day, and is always receiving death threats. "Just so you know, I get doxxed 1,000 times a day. Hundreds of ridiculous fake pics are posted of me. I get tons of death threats daily, I get leftists saying they're going murder my pets and on and on and on, just because I speak truth to power," he said. Swatting has become a problem for people on the political right who are constantly targeted by left-wing ideologues. As Breitbart News previously reported, heavily armed police descended on the home of former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon last year, following a call to law enforcement falsely claiming there was a shooter at the address. Similarly, YouTuber Tim Pool, the host of the popular Timcast IRL podcast, was forced to evacuate the set of his show during a live stream last summer after allegedly hearing of a potentially credible threat. This year, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, was swatted multiple times after false emergency calls were made to the police. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.